Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
This may mark the very first time that we've ever come back from being gone for a little bit.
Yeah.
And it appears that everything works.
Okay.
It looks like. Well, and then this just broke. Oh, no, wait. Still good. Nope, broken.
Well, you jinxed
us. Wishful thinking.
Do you believe in jinx? Do you believe in jinx?
Sometimes I do.
A funny thing. I don't believe in jinx.
You know, I don't want to, but then if something goes wrong, I'm like, why did they say that?
Oh, you
want
to have something to blame it on?
Yeah, I do.
Mm-hmm. I like that idea.
Yeah.
It's not your fault. It's not our fault.
No, and I don't like to think that I'm superstitious, but then if something happens, I'm also like, she stepped on that crack.
You know what I always say. I'm not superstitious. I'm a little stitious. I'm a half stitious.
That's how I felt about jinxing.
I'm sort of stitious.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not super. Actually, and I blame it on growing up in sports and playing sports and all that.
The rituals and stuff.
That's what I am.
I know.
I'm not superstitious. I'm ritualistic.
Same.
I like my stuff.
Same.
And I like doing stuff the same way. Although, unless I'm going to. So this was the beauty of vacation. Decided I'm changing. Michaela, changing my life.
Oh, my.
Nah, I'm going to get it straight.
Okay.
I'm going to get it right.
Tell me more.
I don't know. I just kind of. Well, honestly, I went to the doctor. It wasn't great. Nothing. Don't get, you know, it's not that.
Okay, just like.
Don't start making plans.
Oh, my God.
But you know
what? Well, Adrian, he's out.
Don't start, yeah.
Okay.
Don't
start. Adrian, meet me in the room during the commercials.
Don't start buying plots or anything. You know, don't start looking at boxes or anything. But no, I went to, you know, and it wasn't great. It was good. It was okay. It was fine.
Sure.
But it wasn't great.
Yeah. So, they said you were stressed out?
No. Oh, no. Please.
Okay. Not that.
No. No, I've got to pull it. I got to, like most of us, I got to pull it together.
Yeah.
The numbers weren't great.
Got it.
So I kind of got to, so it was he was like, okay, take your vacation. We're going to meet again in October. I want to put it out in front of everybody. We're going to meet again in October. I want to lose 15 by then.
Okay, cool.
So we went not nuts during vacation, but yeah, but we had a good time. And we were in Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
Suburban Chicago. So where the people are really, yeah, where they really don't care.
Uh-huh.
Where everything is smothered in cheese.
Listen, if you're going to go ham, that's the place to do it before you have to come home and diet.
Yeah. So how you survived your weekend from hell last weekend.
Yes.
Not the one that just passed, but a week ago.
Yes.
You survived that.
Survived.
Made
thrived.
It through. Crushed it.
Yep. Best text message from you ever.
What? Here's what I
you
said.
You did it.
I said you did it. I'm so proud of you.
I said, thanks, Jude.
You're still alive. Let's go.
Uh-huh.
I knew she'd make it. Here's the thing. We had many conversations while the songs were playing. Many. I mean, you know, I'd say it was many, wouldn't you, Mika?
Yeah.
I'd say it was many.
Yeah, we were really going back and forth about it.
And she was like, well, I don't know if I can do. And I'm yes, you can.
It's yes, what you can. Do.
You'll go do the thing. You'll get on the plane. You'll come back. It'll be fine.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. It was actually more than fine. I got very lucky with like the best Uber drivers, the best travel situation. We made it happen. And then when I got home, I laid my body in that bed and I did not wake up until 2 p.m. the next day. And I was like, this is the best ever.
Because now you're on vacation.
Yeah.
And it was good. Here's what I realized, Adrian. And I know I asked you a million different times what you were doing. But in my brain, it was just wrestling. So what did you do? You left a couple of days early.
Yes.
And went where?
To Dallas, Texas.
What was there?
All Elite Wrestling's event called All In, which is their Super Bowl, their WrestleMania.
Right. And how long were you there?
I was in Dallas until, I flew in on Thursday, I believe.
I love this.
And I was there until Sunday, early morning Sunday.
Okay. And then where'd you go?
Then from there, I went to Atlanta, Georgia via plane for WWE's event called Evolution.
Wait.
Not
As opposed to Atlanta, Pennsylvania by boat?
Oh, well, no, I mean. Well,
you could have driven.
Sorry, because it, later on driven. In the trip, there involves a little bit of driving.
Okay.
So I flew into Atlanta that Sunday. WWE had an event called Evolution.
The look that Michaela and I gave each other, though, when you went, by plane.
I know. I was
all the modern conveniences.
Mm-hmm. The reason why I say that is because I was in Atlanta on Sunday.
I got you.
On Monday, I was supposed to fly to Orlando, Florida. I overslept. The easiest way for me to do, because of the flight situation, for some reason I thought because it was so close, there'd be plenty of flights. That wasn't the case.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to wait until the next day. So I had to get a rental and I drove to Orlando.
Hell yeah.
So that's why in my head I was like, I had to drive.
I love road trip.
So.
And I love that you're making sure that we know it's Orlando, Florida. Like calling it's like calling somebody by their first and last name. Mm-hmm. And it's funny to me. It's very formal. And I like it. Okay, then how long were you in Orlando?
I was in Orlando until Wednesday.
Awesome. And then where?
And we came back home. We've been to Vegas. Yes, sir. And then we relaxed a little bit.
So great.
Okay, good.
Listen, that's pretty good you made it the way you did because Mercury was in retrograde. It finally turned.
And that's why I missed the flight. Thank you. I feel seen now.
That's why.
So once again, it was either a jinx or it's Mercury in retrograde, but it was not our fault.
They say the holy water's watered down.
Awesome way to wake up.
Wake up with the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Always puts me in a great mood.
On 98.5 KLUC.
So once again, while the song was playing, Michaela and I were talking about how we actually did, we got our act together.
Yeah.
I'm proud of us.
Same, dude.
We used a little time. See, that was the beauty of you going off and doing your wrestling stuff. You know, so that pushed us into, instead of taking vacation around July 4th,
mm-hmm.
that's what we worked it around Adrian's thing. And oddly enough, my brother-in-law said, I'm going to Illinois to see the family. You guys should come with me.
Yeah, perfect.
And so my wife and I did. That's what we were literally out in the middle of probably 45 minutes west of Chicago, literally where it's farmland, except the houses are now in because farming doesn't make any money anymore.
Yeah.
Folks are selling their land and it's... No, and it's sad.
Dang.
It's cool, but it's sad, especially a kid who grew up out in the sticks.
Yeah.
So you have these beautiful, like my aunt, she's my aunt now, Aunt Sharon and Cousin Rhonda literally have 600-700 acres of farmland.
Wow.
And then right next to it, the guy sold, and they're putting up these giant houses.
Oh, that's wild.
So super cool on both sides of it.
Yeah.
It was like good for that guy because he made millions.
Totally.
Literally off his money or off his land.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that was cool. I had my first tornado watch.
Yeah, I thought I said something about that. What was going on?
Thunderstorms. Could be a tornado. Should we be worried? No. Back in 1990, a Category 5 tornado came through and leveled an F5, not a Category 5, an F5 tornado, came through and leveled a good portion of town. But that was 30 years ago. It's no big deal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it looks scary, we'll get in the basement.
Great.
Okay.
So whatever you guys say.
So I did what we do now. I went out and took video.
Yeah.
Went out and took video.
You documented it.
But meanwhile, we also had that little extra time that we took because Adrian had to go do his wrestling stuff. And Michaela and I looked at each other and went, what are we doing? Let's take the time off. You cleaned your closet and got your act together.
Yes. Well, I literally thrash my closet. It's like this room with all my gowns, makeup, everything. It's just a mess.
Sure.
That's a real tornado
and
watch.
And it's a quick change.
It's all the time.
Yeah.
So I went in, I organized it. And then I was like, oh my God, I have all these cute clothes that I forgot about. So then we went to Pinky Ring. We did all these fun things this week. And I had all my cute new, not new outfits. I was like, good for me. Good for me.
I will do this. I will constantly do this. Where I make stuff out. I make stuff way bigger than it is. Like, I've got to do. And I'll write stuff down on my little list in my little book. And I write stuff down. And then I look at it and I go, oh, it's just going to take all day. Or it's going to be horrible. I took last Monday, not yesterday, but last Monday. It took me like literally 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And I just went through. I'm seeing more of my desk in my little office that I have at home that I prep for the show and every morning. There is more surface area of that desk than I've seen in 5 years.
I know.
And it took me 3 hours.
And we literally say it every time. Oh, this is going to be a nightmare. And then 2 hours later, you're like, thank God, I'm so happy fine. I did
this. I don't
this.
Have any cute outfits to wear, but other than that.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
I have to make sure that we do the bit, Michaela, because... First pick is brought to you by Northwest Career College. Registering now for the fall at northwestcareercollege.edu. Good God, between summer ween, back to school shopping, and now Northwest Career College, it's like...
So true.
Is summer already over?
Yeah, it is.
Sorta.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy it while it's here. And by the way, what did we do to get so lucky? Where it's not even, it's going to be like maybe 100 today?
Oh, really?
In the middle of July?
Beautiful.
Are you kidding me? And then monsoon's holding off till maybe next week?
Thank you.
Mercury in retrograde. Yeah. Whatever. All right. Our buddy Lauren was out with her family having dinner. She's got a 3-year-old and a baby. She's mm-hmm. got a 1-year-old. The three-year-old was wound up, as kids will be. The 3-year-old was wound up about wanting to feed Lauren French fries. It went on for a while.
Uh-huh.
Mom, you know, and she's, mom would eat. I imagine.
Yeah, of course.
I wasn't there. I'm an old lady does a flyby at their table, right?
Uh-huh.
Stops in front of the 3-year-old, opens her mouth like a baby.
Stop. No. No. No.
Opens her mouth like a baby bird and says, feed me French fries.
Stop.
702-364-9898. We have many questions. We have many questions. There's more to the story. As you might imagine, there's more to the story, although I'm sure you already know what the story is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's just a lot of questions.
Yeah.
And we need you to be involved. This is, I've wanted to give this away for a while. And honestly, I'd given up on it because I thought maybe we weren't going to do it. This has been in the works since like April. 2 tickets to the John Wick experience at Area 15. Our friends at Map360 made it happen. So you, I want to go. In fact, I really want to do a mandatory P1 meetup and take a group of us.
Yeah.
And go. The way I get it, you watch the John Wick movies?
No.
Oh my God. It's totally my thing. So the safe haven and the, it's like base when you're playing, you know, games when you were a kid and you're like base.
Oh, yeah.
And nobody can touch you and it's, and everybody's okay. It's this place called the Continental, but then you go into the Continental and apparently you now become John Wick.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
And you, it's kind of a, it sounds to me like escape room and.
Oh, yeah. I would
adventure.
Like that.
Yeah. Oh, no, we would love
super
that.
Immersive. Let's do it.
2 tickets to go to the John Wick experience for free at 702-364-9898. If you're caller number 25, and then we have questions about the old lady going, feed me French fries. First pick right now from Northwest Career College.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
Oh, it's like an awards show today. Thank you to Northwest Career College. Thank you. Registering now for the fall at northwestcareercollege.edu. Thank you to Jay Stu and everybody else who reached out yesterday going, what the F? I thought you'd be back. We were not, which concerned many, which I understand this could all end at any moment. You never know.
Yeah.
You know.
Glad people missed us, though.
That's the way the world works now.
Yeah.
So we're glad to be back. Our friend Lauren was out with her family having dinner. She's got a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old. 3-year-old wanted to feed her French fries. This went on for a while. Mom, you know, and you know how it works, too. I'm sure this happened with your kid. You open the door. You think it's not going to be a big deal. Dad, you want a fry? Sure, buddy. And you eat the fry. Now you're going to eat all the fries, one at a time.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean, right? Because you can't.
Yeah.
Because you can't then stop them.
Yeah, and you don't want the baby to cry, so you're just like, just
yeah, sometimes,
come on,
you know, you gotta play a part to keep everything cool. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So this goes on for a little while, and apparently there was, you know, loud squealing and giggling and all that kind of stuff. Not disruptive.
No.
But, you know, fun. Who's on the phone?
We have Sydney Herring from the Southwest.
And by the way, it's good to have the Southwest. That might be a new one. That might be a new one.
Southwest.
By the way, it's good to have you back.
Thank you. I'm glad to be back.
Eva did a great job. If I could have both of you, that my life would be perfect.
We'll work on that.
You trained her.
Yeah.
You trained her very well.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Make me feel like a Jedi master. I appreciate you.
No, it was really, really good.
Your little Yoda.
Hey, Sydney.
Hey.
So old lady walks by, opens her mouth, says, "Feed me French fries." Lauren says the lady did it playful. Lauren's husband was creeped out. And basically said, I don't know what he said, but here's what Lauren said. He politely sent her on her way.
Uh-huh.
Feed me French fries. No French fries for you. You know, like,
no fries for you.
Yeah, thanks. We're done with the fries. is this creepy or no?
I don't know. I feel like it depends on the situation. I have a 2-year-old and a baby, and I was in Canada with our 2-year-old a couple years ago, and an old lady walked by and asked to hold him, and she was super sweet about it, and like her, you know, she just was a sweet little old lady. She just wanted to hold the baby. So I think sometimes older people especially want to like relive through other people's children again. So I could see why the husband thought it was creepy, but I also could see why like the lady didn't think that it was creepy.
Uh-huh. Lauren said it was playful and cartoon character-esque.
I think it's fine.
Is it?
I get where people don't want random people coming up to their children, and, you know, the world sometimes is a weird place, so you can't trust everybody.
Yeah, and we're weirder about it now.
Yeah.
Before, like, seriously, back in my day.
Which is why they do that, though, because back in their day, people did that to them with their kids, you know?
When I was a kid, my mom would have been, feed her a fry. Okay, fine. Give her a fry. Shove the whole thing down her neck. Doesn't matter.
Right.
Cram a fistful of them in her mouth. You want fries, lady? You're getting fries.
Yeah.
Would it have been creepier? I'm going to ask Michaela first, Sid, if you don't mind. Would it have been creepier if it was an old man?
Yeah.
I think
for
so.
Sure, yeah.
Adrian, creepier.
Yeah, I think, yeah.
Man? Yeah. Sydney, creepier if it's an old man?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, like, bro, get away from my kid.
Like,
to
super
grandma,
gross.
I'm like, yeah, give her a fry.
Yeah, grandma.
Old man, get away from him.
In general, Sydney, do old people get a pass? Do you get a little bit of a pass?
Yeah, for sure.
Is it,
old people get a pass, 100%.
Is it mostly because you're pretty sure you can take them? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Probably partially. You could definitely outrun them, that's for sure.
Yeah, you can outrun them. If anything happens, you just pick them up. They're a bag of antlers. You just, you know, you escort them away from the danger. It'll be fine. It's not like, you know, if a younger guy comes up and goes, how much for the kid?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
No, I don't think so.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Good morning. It's on every morning when I wake up. Every morning. Wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
I'm telling you, we got to do a group thing at this John Wick experience.
Let's do it.
Sid's got 2 tickets to the John Wick experience at Area 15, courtesy of Map 360. And thank you to our friends, our new sponsors
Woo!
Of the first pick, Northwest Career College. Registering now for the fall at northwestcareercollege.edu. It's 98.5 KLUC and Chet Buchanan Show. Michaela, I don't even know where to start with you right now because we have so much to catch up on.
I know.
The last 10 days. And we purposely do this even when we're in town and during, you know, in regular show times. We don't talk to each other off the air so that we save it all for on the air.
Yeah.
What would you rather discuss right now?
Oh,
your fiance's birthday or the Kelly Clarkson show?
Oh, let's do my fiance's birthday since it literally just happened.
Yep.
It was so fun. I never take advantage of any perks that we ever have because I'm always working. So Fontainebleau comped us this beautiful dinner at Komodo on Sunday, which was Lisa's official birthday.
Tell me about Komodo. What is this Komodo?
It's like sushi. It's beautiful. It's this beautiful restaurant inside Fontainebleau. And it's like steak, fish. It was just nice. Amazing. So we started our night there, Lisa and I. And then we've never been to Pinky Ring. And we've been wanting to go forever.
Well, that goes back a ways. Adrian, that goes, what's his name there? Anderson .Paak?
He wasn't, but Bruno was there. So I was wondering if Anderson was sniffing around. I know, you guys.
So the backstory, if you're semi-nude, early on, when shortly after Michaela got here, Anderson .Paak shows up while Michaela's singing one night, and it's innocent, right? It's innocent. But Anderson .Paak, and by the way, it's possible for a red-blooded American male to be interested in a girl and not be interested in her that way.
Yeah.
But she was in the gown, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But Anderson, he wanted to steal you and take you to Pinky Ring.
Yeah, at the time, I think. Just everything was kind of new for me, and he wanted to meet up. I was playing at another gig. He came up, played the drums, and then tried to like figure out what my move was with my band.
Yeah.
And at the time, we had just gotten Fontainebleau. It was a whole thing, so we didn't do it. But we went, and everybody's been hyping it up. I assumed it would be great, but I didn't know what to expect. My band gets a table. Lisa and I walk into Pinky Ring. It's everything they said it was.
In what way?
It was so cool. You can't bring your phones. Like, you can't use them. So you have to be fully present. The band is on stage playing. The band is phenomenal.
Of course.
They're all your favorite songs, but they're like the choruses. So it never gets like boring. They're just moving through quickly. Everyone is on the dance floor. There's nobody just sitting at their tables, which, listen, now people don't dance anymore. Like, it was such a vibe. Lisa's dancing. My band is dancing. We're all dressed up, having so much fun. I put in this new fake ponytail that I bought because I really wanted to give that like disco glamour.
Hold up, because I know there's a punchline coming with that.
Mm-hmm.
But we've now just kind of glossed over this little part. But Bruno Mars is there.
He's there.
Bruno, is there a throne like to the side of the stage?
No.
And he's just lording over the whole thing. What's he doing?
No, it's a very intimate, small space. So you can very clearly see him at a table in the back and he's jamming. No one's bothering him. He's there with a couple of his homies.
He's just vibing out.
Vibing out. Had this furry leopard hat on. He looks pretty cool, actually.
Of course he did.
Yeah, of course.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And then did you ever go to, for the old schoolers, did you ever go to 3121? That was Prince's thing over back at the Rio.
No, I think you told me about that because I thought it was such a cool concept.
Prince would show up at 3 in the morning and you wouldn't leave until 7. And it was insane.
Oh, that's so great.
So I just didn't know if it was that vibe. Okay, now back to the new ponytail.
So we're dancing. We're having a blast. Bruno Mars walks past us to get to like the back area.
Who's taller, you or him?
He is, but
not by much.
Not by much.
Okay, got it. And
I had my platform. I'm 5'2".
And in the heels?
I was like 5'8" in my heels.
And he was still, well, he had heels on too.
He did. I'm sure. Everyone had heels on.
I'm sure, yeah.
I take this moment to flip my ponytail braid. My band is cheering me on. Lisa thinks I look so hot and cool. This stupid clip-in braid that I've never used before is in my hand. And I'm like, did it get longer? It is fully detached from my stupid head. Oh, it is bun out, braid in hand. And I was like,
If we ever tell this story again, though, you got to say that it flew off and hit Bruno Mars in the eye.
I wish it did.
If we ever tell that story again.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
Hey, good feeling stories of the day brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring Store. Coming up in just a minute. Okay, you know, what do I hate? Okay, the old person turned 110.
And lottery.
Boring. And lottery. Boring. That guy hit a Powerball. Ah.
Yeah, big whoop.
Something. It's one of those stories that you look at, you go, I'd do something like that. I would do something like that. And it paid off.
Okay.
It's worth it. It's worth it. Ordinarily, lottery, oh, hell no. Because we don't have it here anyway.
Yeah.
So what difference does it make? But we all know what Powerball is. We've all, you know, at one time or another.
Yes.
Have made a move to get some tickets.
Lisa, very frequently. She's obsessed.
One day, it's Chet and Lisa's big Powerball adventure, and we're going to road trip for tickets, man.
Yeah, she would love it.
Anyway, this is all worth it. Good feeling stories of the day coming up next.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
The morning show is better than coffee.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
Good feeling stories of the day.
Sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
Brought to you by Michael Eman Diamond Jewelers, the diamond and wedding ring store. There's this kid who, I appreciate what he's doing and how he's doing it. His name is Will Burrell. I want to say he's a senior in high school, something like that. I didn't catch all of it.
Mm-hmm.
He's hitting all the news shows this morning because he's on Long Island, so he's going into the city,
sure,
into New York, and they're giving him time on these shows, which is great. He's a good looking kid.
Yeah,
he's kind of got it together. He launched his own burger stand. It's called Will's Smash Burgers. Creative. I'm joking. Just say it's smart. It's really great because simple name, simple logo, simple concept, the whole thing.
Yeah.
And it's blowing up because he's letting veterans eat for free.
Oh, God, I love him.
And a portion of the profits also go to veteran-related charities.
God bless him. Good for him.
And apparently the burgers are really freaking good.
Yeah.
So if you're ever, you know, if you're Long Island, making one of those late summer, road trips. Just saying. All right. Look, you know this is going to be worth it in the end. I hope it sounds as good in the speakers as it does in my brain. Guy in Massachusetts, I feel like this is something we would do. Guy in Massachusetts bought a Powerball ticket. And then, you know how you kind of lose track and you go, wait, is this Saturday or Wednesday or what? What did they do the drawing? I don't know.
Uh-huh.
So he wasn't quite sure. And went, and he thought the drawing had already happened. So he went back to play his numbers again.
God. Uh-huh.
You know, that he his numbers that he always plays.
Yeah.
So he bought another ticket with the same set of numbers. They hadn't had the drawing. He hit it.
Come on.
Twice for $1 million each time.
No way. Once is good enough. Twice?
Yeah, you realize you think, oh, boy, am I dumb. But then you're dumb to the tune of $2 million.
Dumb enough to surprise yourself.
Pretty great.
Win some money.
Pretty great.
Love it.
And that, you know, okay, worth it, yes or no?
Yep.
Okay, good. Good feeling stories of the day brought to you by Michael Eman and Diamond Jewelers, the diamond and wedding ring store.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Got a screening coming up for that new Naked Gun movie with, I'm going to get it wrong. Is it Liam Neeson? It better be.
It is.
It's Liam Neeson.
Cody Rhodes, too, by the way.
I knew. Mm-hmm.
Cody Rhodes?
I knew.
Our guy would know.
Yeah. My guess is he's got like 3 seconds in the movie.
The best 3 seconds in that movie.
I knew that was coming. Thank you for not disappointing. I appreciate that a lot. The movie's out Friday, August 2nd. We've got an advanced screening, he said professionally, next Monday. And if you would like to go, we're going to need 2 brand new contestants on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Because remember when we were last here, LeMay became our 2. Doesn't that feel like it was a month ago?
You guys, months ago. I don't want to be dramatic. And normally I am, but it feels like months ago.
Why are we changing things? I don't want to be dramatic. That's my favorite part of it.
Here we are, babe. Back in 2023 when Jamay LeMay won the
Back during COVID when Jamay LeMay was our 22nd ever 5-time champion.
Yeah.
The long and the short of it is we'll have 2 brand new contestants. We'll have passes to our advanced screen, 4 of them, 4 tickets. To our advanced screening of Naked Gun coming up in just a moment.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, will you lift me up now?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Well, you know the show is back and it's live because we're 6 minutes behind. It's 7:06.
And we're back.
On Tuesday, July 22nd. She's Michaela Gordon. He's Adrian Hernandez. Everybody feeling good? Everybody, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's get it.
Yeah, I was surprised. I was surprisingly more motivated today than I thought I'd be.
Yeah, I hear that. I had the Sunday scaries last night.
Ooh, I started to, and then I went into the office and just, like, spent 2.5, maybe 3 hours just getting it all in line.
Yeah.
All I had to do was plug in a little bit this morning, and we're ready to go.
Yeah, no, I hear that. So. I just spent my whole vacation going to bed at 4 a.m., so waking up at 4 a.m. was a real treat this morning. That was my Sunday scaries. Not being not prepared, just going to bed like a normal person.
Yeah, having an actual normal sleep schedule, although I would still pop awake just for a little bit.
Oh, would you?
100%.
Yeah.
You're that guy too.
Body's like, oh, we gotta go to work.
Gotta do something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Body's stressed out, waking up for you.
No. Stressed, no.
No, just, no, I don't mean you personally. I just mean like my body, any ticker body is like, it's 4 a.m., go to work. And then you're like, oh, wait, no, I don't have to. Good night.
Did you sing this past week?
Mm-hmm.
So you still had stuff going.
Yeah. We were thinking about going out of town, and then I still had 400 other jobs I had to do, even though I was on vacation from this one. So I decided to do them.
I felt that. I still had to parent when I got back home from Las Vegas.
You're still doing that?
I'm on vacation. Ends. What are you talking about?
Nope. No, you're not.
Sorry.
I mean, that never ends.
It's never ending.
When you went to Kelly, so you saw Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah.
She's phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
Sorry for the folks that didn't get to go to the first two shows.
Yeah, but you know
she wasn't
what?
Ready.
Dude, she's so funny. So one of my best friends, the wedding I was in last year, if you guys remember, I was the bridesmaid in. Who got married?
The one in Miami?
No, this was in LA. Remember, it was a rainstorm. Yeah. It was a whole thing.
Out on the coast.
Yes.
I remember.
Mm-hmm. So he is the background vocal arranger for Kelly Clarkson. So he said, if you want to come, I'll give you tickets. We'll make it a thing.
Sure.
And we were like, absolutely.
If you want to do a couple of numbers with Kelly, we'll just...
If you want to hop on stage with Kel... And I was like, I don't want to upstage her. So it was embarrassing for her.
Ah.
Yeah, right. And so we went to the show. I have to genuinely say it was one of the best concerts I've been to in a long time. First of all, because it's the acoustic sessions, it is kind of broken down where it's live instrumentation, but there's no tracks, there's no backing, there's nothing. Huh. She's singing live for 2 hours. She's one of the best singers live.
Yeah.
In the like ever, but also so endearing, really, really funny, really honest, is self-deprecating, but also does it in a way where it's like not putting herself down. Just really, I felt so inspired. I felt like she just deserves all the success. It was amazing.
She hasn't been on this show since she started the talk show.
Oh,
but
yeah.
She has been. So I probably talked to her a half dozen times. When she got that talk show, it was like, this makes perfect sense.
Yes.
Because she was truly one of the greatest interviews I've ever had because she's generous with who she is.
Yes.
You know, we know that when you do a morning radio show, it seems easy enough. You have to be a really good listener and you have to be willing to just kind of give it over.
Yeah.
Right? And so, and that's also if you're a good guest.
Mm-hmm.
And Kelly Clarkson is one of the best guests, which therefore made her a great talk show host.
Yeah, totally.
And so that makes. I'm not trying to play. I can one up you.
Do it.
But I'm gonna
do it.
Have you not been to the Sphere yet?
No,
Adrian, have you been to the Sphere yet?
Yes.
Who'd you see?
I've been to it twice to go see the what's the Earth? The Earth
the
show.
Movie?
The
yeah.
movie. The movie.
So the building in and of itself is unreal.
Yeah.
I've never seen it. Listen, I'm not a young man. I've seen things, man. I've been places, man. I've gone places. The Sphere, from the minute you walk in is the most amazing thing that I've ever seen.
Come on.
And that Backstreet Boys show is, I can't, like, I have chills right now just
Stop.
Talking about it. I've never seen anything like that in my life. And I don't know when I'll see anything like it again. And I was kind of, and right then, it was like a day or two after, because we went last Sunday, a week ago Sunday. And they announced Zach Brown right after that. And I kind of went, like, now my wife and I were totally in. I don't care about the Grateful Dead thing. That just feels like something I wouldn't like. We're going to go to the Eagles.
Oh, God, yeah.
We're going to go to the Eagles just to see it, just because that seems like one of those bands. It's kind of like the Eagles and the Rolling Stones. I'm really pissed that I never went to go see Aerosmith when they were here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm really mad that I never went to the Queen residency. I feel like we missed opportunities, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I want to go see the Eagles at the Sphere. I want to go see Kenny Chesney at the Sphere because he's great in concert. I don't care if you like country music or not. It's kind of like Garth Brooks. It's a rock show, and they just happen to be playing guitars.
Yeah.
You know, like those guitars,
mm-hmm.
not the other guitars.
Yeah. No, it's a full experience.
Yeah, at the Sphere. So when they announced Zach Brown, I was kind of like, but he's great in concert, but I just don't know if that'll stand out. And I'm worried now that the Backstreet Boys have spoiled me for everything else.
Well, I feel like it makes so much sense with Backstreet Boys too, because when they came out, their music videos were so that like millennial, robotic, yep. like everything so makes sense that you yep. feel. I'm telling you, girls, I went to high school with, were losing their minds. My Instagram stories have been insane.
Yep.
They said it was the best concert they've ever been to as well. Yep. Everything is just so great. I love that.
All that stuff that you're seeing online looks as amazing as it looks on your phone. Now put yourself right in the middle of it. But the sound,
so
the whole thing is just, it's phenomenal. I can't say enough how cool it
yeah.
is.
I love that. I gotta go. I really wanna go.
Yeah. I was really, yeah, that's it. See? I found myself at a loss for words.
Yeah, you and a bunch of other 35-year-old women. Not you, not the...
sort of. Actually, the 35-year-old woman was two rows in front of us. And honestly, my wife looked at me and she went, I'm questioning his marriage. And I said, no, I think she's a willing participant.
Yeah.
Know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Like, he was not the one that I expected.
To be fanning out?
Fanning is an understatement.
Oh, my God.
He thought we were all there to see him.
Oh.
No question about it.
Oh.
To the point of where, like, his wife was kind of like, sweetie, sit down.
Stop.
Like this was fun. This was fun, but now
you're not a Backstreet Boy. Sit down.
It's a lot. And then he was on. Now understand, these guys are both 6 foot, probably 250. You know, they're not little. They're not little. I don't know.
Yeah.
How do I explain it? They're not the guys that you would expect.
Uh huh.
To be like full on musical theater, getting after it.
Oh my God.
I'm. You know, you're Nick Carter and I'm AJ. To each other.
Yeah, but they were.
And their wives are in the middle. And it started out like, oh, yay, they're really into it. And then after a while, it was like, okay, you're going to knock my drink over.
They took it too far.
Yeah, just, guys, stop. All right, when we were last here, what, week and a half ago?
Yep.
Jemai LeMay of Centennial Hills gave Centennial Hills their 17th win overall. They're now third place all time, 17 wins. Aliante's got 20. Sunrise Manor,
the city of champions,
they have 23 wins overall. We need two brand new contestants to play Michaela's hometown throwdown. Be callers number 24 and 25 right now at 702-364-9898. We've got a big advanced screening for The Naked Gun, undisclosed location. Monday, July 28th, courtesy of our friends at Allied Global Marketing. You'll see that movie. You know, the movie comes out on Friday. You'll see it the Monday before.
Yeah.
You make up your own mind whether mm-hmm. it's any good or not. I'm interested with Liam Neeson in Naked Gun.
Yeah.
I'm just, yeah.
I think it'd be good.
There's a lot of stuff online. I'm hoping that we haven't seen the funniest parts online. You know what I'm saying?
I hate that.
I know.
The spoiler.
Okay, so we're going to want you to report back. 702-364-9898, Michaela's hometown throwdown. It's Raven Lene and Love Me Not. Raven Lene Washington. Raven Lene, her first and middle names.
Uh-huh.
She's been getting after it for about a decade now.
Oh, yeah.
Finally just breaking through with her first hit single.
Yeah.
She toured with SZA. She toured with No Name for a minute.
Yep.
Did all that kind of stuff and finally now bust out with Love Me Not.
I'm loving that song.
I like stories like that.
Yeah, me too.
That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Michaela's Hometown Throwdown, two brand new contestants. Contestant number one is who?
That'll be Rachel Rodriguez from Central Vegas.
Oh, I love that. What do you call Central Vegas?
On the freeway, on the spaghetti bowl.
No, you don't live in the spaghetti bowl. They don't allow that.
No, I live on the east side.
Oh, you took Adrian literally when he said, "Where are you at?" or something like that.
It's early in the morning. I don't have all my coffee in yet.
Yeah, fair.
Hey, this is a live radio show. We don't take excuses around here. You gotta bring it.
And also, she lives in the spaghetti bowl.
You walked into this, not us. We didn't force you to come here. So you're from the east side?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Who is contestant number two, Adrian?
That'll be Juan Mercado representing North Centennial.
Centennial's gotten big enough that now it has a North?
Yes, sir.
I love that.
Nice.
I'll take that.
I believe it.
Do you mind if you win today? Can we just put you under Centennial Hills? We'll just do that.
Yeah, that's fine.
Are you, when you say North Centennial, do you mean like Sky Canyon?
Yes. Very, very, very close there. Very,
Got you. Yeah. I got you. That's my old hood. I used to live right across from, Arborview.
Oh, okay.
Back in the days. We were practically neighbors. All right, here's the deal. Buzz in with your name, okay? Don't blurt out an answer until we call on you, because you may think you got in first, but you may not hear the other person, and they may have beaten you, and you don't want to give them the answer if they get it wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, first 1-3 wins the game. Your quiz master is the one, the only, the commissioner. Why do we call her the commissioner, Adrian?
Her last name's Gordon.
Because her last name is Gordon. Your quiz master is Michaela Gordon.
The song Lose Control has become the first song in history to spend triple digits on the Hot 100 list. Who's the singer?
Rachel.
I think Rachel got just by a sliver.
Mm-hmm.
Rachel, what's the answer?
Teddy.
I heard her phone cut out just a little bit. Say it one more time.
Teddy Swift?
Yeah, it was Teddy Swift. What did you just say? He was the first one to do what?
Has become the first song in history to spend triple digit weeks on the Hot 100 list.
Oh, wow.
Is that crazy?
Has it been 2 years?
Yeah, I guess.
Gosh.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Uh-huh.
Rachel goes up one tip.
This singer celebrated her 33rd birthday this weekend with her BFF, Taylor Swift, and her man, Benny Blanco.
I think Juan got in.
My girl, Selena Gomez.
Yeah, that's his girl. Yes. I knew it. When Juan got it, I said, Juan's got this.
You knew it.
Ain't no thing. We are tied at one.
Nicole Kidman and Sandra Bullock have begun filming on this long-anticipated sequel where they play sisters and witches. What's the name of this movie?
Oh, damn.
Are you buzzing in, Juan, or are you just making noises?
No, I'm just making noises. I know.
Okay, good. Because I do.
I'm not sure on the name. I know the movie. I'm not sure on the name.
Nothing. Oh, Juan's going to buzz in.
Yeah.
Was the name of the movie Practical Magic?
Is it Practical Magic?
Yeah.
Oh, God. You could have given me a half an hour. I wouldn't. Yeah, I'm shocked.
Good job, dude.
Nice.
Yes.
When's that coming out? Do you know?
No.
They're gonna do it.
2026. They've been talking about it. Now it's filming. It may have said in the article, which I did not read. I can go back and look.
Fair. Juan's got. Hey, listen, we're doing the best we can right now.
Yeah.
Juan's got two. Rachel's got one.
Happy Gilmore 2 is officially out, starring which comedian turned actor?
Oh, you guys.
Juan.
Juan for the win.
I mean, Adam Sandler?
Yeah, it almost seemed too easy, didn't it? Game over. That's it.
Way to go, Juan.
Yeah, it almost seemed like a trick, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was a trick question.
How you get them?
Happy Gilmore is out.
Comes out on Friday.
Sorry, I was going to say
it's this Friday. It's
the 25th.
That was my bad. I saw it on Netflix, the previews, and then I clicked it thinking it was out. It's not.
I have made sure that anything online, any preview, I don't want to see.
No spoilers.
I don't want to know. I'm mad that I know that he's got to go back and play golf because he wants to send his daughter to ballet school or whatever the hell. I saw that much of it and I went,
no!
Oh no! Oh no! Wait a minute.
I know.
Hey, by the way, Rachel, I thought you did very well.
Yeah, Rach.
I thought you were great.
Oh, thanks. I knew Adam Sandler, but I didn't realize he was a comedian turned actor.
Yeah, you know what? And what we've learned here is just blurt out your name and take a swing at it. That's usually the way to go. Because that worked.
I want to say one more round.
That worked twice for Juan. Yeah, well, you're always welcome to come back and try again.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Have a great day. We'll see you.
Bye.
Juan Mercado from Centennial Hills, our brand new champion. Centennial Hills now goes to 18 wins on the big board. They're firmly in third place. Juan has not one, not two, not three, but four tickets to our advanced screening of The Naked Gun next Monday. Thanks to our friends at Allied Global Marketing. And then we will see you tomorrow to defend that brand new title on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Remember the relationship rehab before we left on vacation? Call me Brett. Couldn't remember the girl's name.
Yes.
Update.
Give it to me.
No, not yet. In a minute, 8 o'clock.
We're going to get this show, though. We're getting at this show, though. The update.
Yeah, no, on relationship rehab in just a minute. Yeah. No, we wouldn't leave you hanging like that.
Mm-hmm.
I will tell you this. Remember, we all had the foolproof plan. So the long and the short of it was this guy who was like, just call me Brett because I'm embarrassed. Not as embarrassed as those people who got caught at the Coldplay concert, but.
Lord.
Brett was going into, Adrian wasn't here for it. So this guy is going on literally his fifth date with this girl. Uh-huh. Were you here?
Yeah, I was here.
Oh, okay. Thought you weren't here.
Yeah.
He was going out on the fifth date with this girl and couldn't remember her name. He said he had a block and he was trying to figure out what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty, our reasonably foolproof plan was to get a co-conspirator to introduce themselves and then get her to say her name.
Right.
Attempted and failed. Tried is not accurate. Attempted and failed. Update coming. Relationship rehab in just a moment.
Let's go.
First, a 177-second survey. Who's on the phone?
We have Alicia Flamenco from Mission Hills.
Yeah, we do. What's going on, Alicia?
Hey, how are you guys?
Hi, buddy. We're pretty good. Not as good as you with your Monster Jam tickets. You want to do this 177-second survey?
I sure do.
Little game called Sitcom Kids. I would be reasonably good at this because I pay attention to stuff.
Yeah.
But can I tell you, I didn't watch any of these shows in real time. Like Malcolm Jamal Warner passed away on Sunday,
mm-hmm.
54 years old. He was in the ocean, Costa Rica, didn't make it back out. Rip current got him.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen The Cosby Show.
Yeah, you know what's so funny? I haven't either. I know everything based off of information online or whatever.
I was a nighttime radio DJ for a long time, so a lot of these shows I never saw. I've seen a couple of reruns with The Cosby Show, but not a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of these shows. So, Alicia, if I say the name to you, Alex Dunphy, do you know what show that kid was from?
Modern Family.
Confirm or deny, Michaela?
Confirm.
Modern Family. Correct.
Good job, girl.
Yeah.
Bud Bundy.
Oh.
Oh, Married with Children.
Michaela?
Yeah, confirm.
Yes. DJ Tanner.
Roseanne.
What show?
Roseanne? The Roseanne Show?
Michaela?
No.
What show?
It's Full House.
Full House.
Oh, dang.
Full House. Carlton Banks.
Oh, my gosh.
You know it. You know
it. Will Smith.
I know Will Smith is in it, but I can't say. Oh, The Fresh Prince.
It's old school, yeah.
Confirmed, yes.
Yeah, Michaela, I knew you knew that one. Which, by the way, never... Married with Children I saw because it was on Sunday nights. Full House never saw. I don't believe I've seen one episode of Full House. And I love Bob Saget.
Mm-hmm.
And the other guy, Coolie. I like him too.
Oh, yeah.
Fresh Prince, I've seen a couple of them. Richie Cunningham. What kid was that show on? Or what character was that show on? Richie Cunningham. People of a certain age are driving off the road.
Was that the one with the Fonzie?
I know. That's what I'm thinking, too. I know. Can I name it for him?
I can't remember the name of it.
People of a certain age are driving off the road, mostly because they're old. Because you're old right now.
Uh-huh.
What show is it?
Happy Days.
Happy Days. Correct.
Good. Teamwork.
Malcolm Wilkerson.
Malcolm in the Middle?
Malcolm in the Middle. Confirm or deny, Michaela?
I'm going to confirm. She sounded confident.
She's right.
Good job.
Jake Harper.
Oh, gosh. I have no clue.
It's like you're watching Jeopardy and you get all the answers until you're right there in the spotlight. Mm-hmm. You're all going to hate yourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know Jake Harper?
No.
Michaela? Mm-mm. Adrian?
Nope.
2 and a Half Men.
Oh.
I've never watched them.
I know. The most recent
Didn't
of any
Jack
of these.
Machine?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, yeah.
He was Charlie Harper. Charlie Sheen, right?
Yeah, it was. And then
John Cryer was John Cryer was the whatever. Raven Baxter.
You know it.
Michaela knows it.
That's so Raven.
That's so Raven. Randy Taylor.
Home Improvement.
Yes. JTT.
Topanga Lawrence. You know this one. Every guy knows this one. You might not know the name of the show.
Boy Meets World.
Yes.
Meg Griffin.
Family Guy.
Yeah.
Cody Martin.
Oh.
That's a good one. Tough. The clue is in the name. Michaela doesn't know it, I can tell.
Mm-mm.
You don't know it, do you?
Mm-mm.
Is that The Sweet Life of Zach and Cody?
God, you are good at this
she's
game.
You're the best player in the world.
You were getting these anyway, but you deserve them.
Can I just say everything she said I confirmed because she sounded right and then was right. Every single time? Uh-huh.
Right, just follow.
Yeah.
Just follow because she knows what she's doing.
I was like, she's leading us.
I appreciate the confidence in my confidence. Like,
yes, all the way, girl. I take you on Family Feud any day.
You have well earned 2 tickets to Monster Jam Freestyle Mania at the Thomas & Mack on Saturday, August 2nd, which, believe it or not, is next Saturday. Not this one, but next one.
Insane.
Thank you to our friends at Feld Entertainment, and have a great day.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah,
ordinary people, extraordinary lives. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Once again, if you missed us talking about it a second ago, the guy that was going out on, he was going for the all-important fifth date, like, you know, thought... Fifth date.
Mm-hmm.
Used to be third date was that date.
Oh.
For some, it may still be.
Mm-hmm.
He was going on the fifth date. Very excited. Couldn't remember her name.
Oy. Still crazy.
And we had a lot of ideas of how to get this out of her. He tried and failed at one. Another one, sorta.
Mm-hmm.
He has an update. We will get you caught up on quote unquote, call me Brett, who couldn't remember. Is she okay?
Can I just say that I also thought this was so insane? And then we got so many DMs of people being like, oh, this happened to me. I couldn't remember their name. And I was like, what?
4 dates in. 4 dates in. Is she his girlfriend?
Oi, yeah.
Kinda, right? And especially if you were thinking it was that date, which would kind of close the deal.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, brings up a tomorrow's relationship rehab. Does doing the deed make you, that's another story entirely. Does doing the deed make you exclusive? And I think that's just, you know, your own
moral,
that's preference. Your own personal code. Mm-hmm. That's right. Anyway, but this one, call me Brett, the update next.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! 8:07, Tuesday morning, 22nd of July. What's up? Chet Buchanan Show back live in studio. Almost bit my tongue. I was so excited. She's Michaela Gordon. He is Adrian Hernandez. As you may recall, call me Brett. Said I need serious help before this turns into a total disaster. Met this amazing girl on Hinge. Total vibe. They hit it off. Moved the conversation to WhatsApp. She unmatched him on Hinge because don't need him.
Sure.
Know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
He didn't think anything of it at the time. He had only saved her in his phone as Hinge Girl. Rookie. And he knew it. He knew he'd blown it.
Mm-hmm.
4 great dates in, real chemistry, and he has blanked on her name. Social media, no help. Nobody's calling her by name.
Mm-mm.
You know, because they've been basically by themselves. Can't scroll back through on Hinge because she's unmatched him there. I don't know anything about Hinge, but it's not, so. Is it not like social? So you know, like regular social. Well, even
I don't know. I never used dating apps. I've been in a relationship since it came out.
But he knows he's just blocked. So we said get a co-conspirator. What were some of the other things? Do you remember? We said co-conspirator. We said...
I said go to Starbucks and have her order. So they yelled out her name. And we tried to ask her... Oh, somebody tried to say bring out her... Pull out the license.
Oh, play
driver's license.
Play that. What's your driver's license photo? Okay.
Uh-huh.
God.
Yeah, ask her what her middle name is. Ask her what her full name is.
That's clunky.
Yeah.
So Brett writes back. First of all, thank you to literally everybody who chimed in. And thank you guys for working so hard at this.
You're welcome.
Your ideas were creative, chaotic, and honestly way more helpful than I deserved.
Because
here's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
I really wanted to go with the co-conspirator idea. I just couldn't get anyone to help me in time. Our server at the restaurant was slammed and salty. So I decided to just go ahead and test the waters before coming clean. During the date, our 5th date, I casually asked if she had any nicknames growing up, thinking maybe I'd get a Jess for Jessica and M for Emily.
Uh-huh.
Genius, right? Well, she smiled and said, everybody called me Buffy. Because I was obsessed with Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Oh, my God.
Awesome. Love that for her. Super unhelpful for me.
In every way. God.
Just can't win.
No.
At that point, God, this is great. Because you can feel this, right? Can you not feel this happening? At that point, I panicked a little, laughed, and just told her the truth. I said, okay.
Oh, my God, no.
I have to confess something, and I feel terrible about it.
Don't do it.
But I don't actually know your name. I completely forgot it after you unmatched me on Hinge, and I've been too embarrassed to ask. She stared at me for a second.
Oh, my God.
I was okay with this when I read it, and now I'm uncomfortable.
No, I'm nervous.
She stared at me for a second and then laughed, but not in the, this is adorable kind of way. More like the, wow, you're lucky. I think you're cute, but I'm still super annoyed with you kind of laugh.
Yeah.
Then.
Oh, my God, I'm nervous.
Then her answer. You'll just have to use your smart brain and figure it out.
Oh, my God. I love her.
And that was it. Okay, but this is what he says. And that was it. No name reveal, no clues, just a riddle wrapped in sarcasm. Now I really like this girl.
Uh-huh.
LOL.
Hot.
So hot.
What is her stupid name?
Oh, hold up. So hot. And now, doesn't that give you... I mean, like, literally, I wanted to play the music. Like, yes, dude. Yes. You're still in.
You're in the game.
You admitted it. You admitted it, and you're still in.
Yeah.
Now she knows. Well, hold your applause.
No.
Ladies and gentlemen, hold your applause until we've announced all the names. The vibe shifted a little bit after that. We wrapped up the night early. She went home, and I've only heard from her once since. I sent a couple of apology texts. See, this is where I think he blew it. Here.
Okay.
This is where he blew it. I sent a couple of apology texts, offered to make it up to her by cooking her dinner, and got a reply that just said, "It's okay," with a period. A period, he says. Mm-mm. Capital letters, a period.
Mm-hmm.
So now I've renamed Hinge Girl in my phone to Buffy. Still totally clueless and still unsure if I blew it for good. That is so 702-364-9898. We'll keep this simple today.
Yeah.
Just honestly. We've got tickets for the Brotherly Love podcast that's coming to the Strat in the middle of August.
Oh, I like those boys.
Yeah, Joey Lawrence. Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Uh-huh.
Joey, Matt, and Andy Lawrence.
Yeah, they were so cute growing up.
Friday, August 15th, courtesy of the Strat. Strat Theater's a great room. Underrated, I think. I told you about that. That's where Terry Fader's.
Yeah. Terry Fader is now. I still haven't been.
It's a good room.
Mm-hmm.
So listen, caller number 25, 702-364-9890. Has he blown it?
Dude.
Is he done? Think about it for a minute. He goes, I've renamed Hinge Girl in my phone to Buffy, still totally clueless, still unsure if I blew it for good. If this is the end, at least I've learned one thing. Always get the name and always save it immediately like it is a sacred artifact.
Bro.
I like this guy. Anyway, thanks for the moral support. I may or may not have emotionally bonded with my DoorDash driver last night. His name's Kyle. I made sure to ask.
Oh, my
and
God.
And I made sure to say his name out loud so I would remember it.
Oh, God. Good for you.
Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah, he's stressed. Oh, man.
But again, simple. 702-364-9890. Has he blown it forever? Or I think he has, and I'll tell you why in a minute. But I think it's what he did. I think it's the way he handled himself after the fact that made it, that maybe, God, I don't know.
I know. I'm going back and forth. I don't know.
I do this a lot when we do this bit and when we do a lot of things. There's one thing of saying something in your head and it sounds right. Then you say it out loud. You say it out loud and you go,
why did I say that out loud?
Yeah, I don't know if I'm so smart.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I, first blush, I think it's what he did in the aftermath. That may have ruined him.
Yeah.
Hold it for a sec. Hold it for 3 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
While you guys call us and we play Rosé and Bruno.
Hey. The Chet Buchanan Show. Waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m.
The only morning show I wake up with.
98.5 KLUC.
This poor guy. Honest to God, I hate it. It's so many twists and turns.
I know.
His name, call me Brett. He said, I don't think that's his real name, but he couldn't remember her name. He really liked her. She kind of gave him some hope. Like, you're just going to have to figure it out then.
Played cute,
you'll just
coy.
Have to use your smart brain and figure it out. No name reveal, no clues, no nothing. And I, honest to God, I thought she didn't. So at that point, don't you think she's letting him back in the game or no?
For a second, I thought maybe. Like, she was giving a spicy answer, but I feel like she went home, like people normally do, realized what happened, and then made another decision.
Where are we starting here, Adrian?
We'll start with Mary.
Right at the top. Line one. There you are. You're first in line. Ready to go, Mary. How are you?
I'm ready. I'm good. How are you?
We're good.
Good.
Well, we're sad. Because of because of this poor guy, this poor schlep.
I know.
Is he done?
I'm super sad about it.
Is he done?
No, I think in his situation he is, but it's not justified. I'm sorry. Like, before I got on the line, everybody's done this at some point in their life with somebody. I mean, I meet my kids, like, their friends' moms at school. I have them in my phone as this and that. And even in college, like, I had somebody under a name, and I lost my phone that night, so I called the bar that I had under the name in my phone as the bar, and it was the guy that answered. So, I mean, everyone's put somebody in their...
I love that.
I was like, oh, wrong number, sorry. But, yeah, I feel like if you haven't done that, are you human? I mean, realistically. Okay. And I feel bad for him, because that's not fair.
But can I ask you, like, I feel the same. I've done it so many times. I've done it, like, where I've run into people a couple years later, and I'm like, oh, my God, what is their name? But this was, like, their fifth date. Like, a consistent fifth date. Like, you didn't know her name by the fifth date? I feel like that's what makes the difference to me.
But I feel like he got in too far deep, where it's like, now it's, you can't, I mean, after the third date, you're already, like, in deep enough where it's like, there's just no turning back.
And you're praying it'll come to you. You're praying that somehow, some way, some divine intervention will give you the answer.
I've had that happen to me before, maybe not in the exact situation, but I've been like, oh, like, what is your, like, we've gotten a conversation. Oh, what does your ID picture look like? My DMV picture is crazy. Can I see, like, let's compare pictures, and then her name would be on there. Like, you got to become creative at that point.
Right. But we've talked about that move a number of times. What if your DMV picture is not crazy? And then you're just a psycho. Like,
yeah, and actually, I hate my photo.
Like, you're getting their address.
Yeah, they're like, don't look at my weight.
It's all psycho. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The only move, I think he blew it by throwing out the apology texts. I think when she gave him, because I think it makes him look soft. And now I'm not as convinced of that as I was before I said it out loud. But I would have maybe gone to a move like in the movie. Remember the movie Ted, Mark Wahlberg and the teddy bear, Seth MacFarlane, mm-hmm. all that, where he just starts throwing out names. Julie, Jolene, Jenny, Maria, Kathy.
See what perks are up.
Maria, Mary, Catherine, Mary, Grace, Mary. You know, and I just I would have just started scattergunning names and make a joke out of it, and just kind of like a fine, because she gave him the, what was the line? You'll just have to use your big brain and figure it out. You'll just have to use your smart brain and figure it out. So then, fine. You want to play that way? F you. I'll play your little reindeer games.
Right. And I feel like with his apology text, he's already, like, calling himself out. So, like, you're already making yourself look guilty. You should have just stuck to your guns and, like, or another one, what was your nickname growing up? Like, and then he can go off, like, a nickname, talk about a nickname that
did that.
He did, but they called her Buffy, like, the Vampire Slayer, because that was her favorite show. It had nothing to do with her actual name. Terrible.
So, yeah, it's over. It's over for him. Yeah. But, you know, now he knows better.
Same. I feel the same.
The sad reality is if she liked him that much, then she would have come clean.
Oh yeah, for sure. Definitely.
She didn't.
I don't think I agree. I really feel like if we're on our fifth date and you don't remember my name, I could like you so much, but then I'm like, I'm not into this at all. What do you mean you don't remember my, it's the fifth date. I would be so
turned off.
Yeah,
I met a girl, she's a cashier.
No way, that's awesome. You know, what's her name?
White trash name, yes.
Mandy.
Nope.
Marilyn.
Nope.
Brittany.
Nope.
Tiffany.
Nope.
Candace. All right, speed round. I'm going to rattle off some names, and when I hit it, buzz it, okay?
I will tell
you. Got me?
Yeah.
All right, Brandy, Heather, Channing, Brianna, Amber, Sabrina, Melody, Dakota, Sierra, Bambi, Crystal, Samantha, Autumn, Ruby, Taylor, Tara, Tammy, Lauren, Charlene, Chantel, Courtney, Misty, Jenny, Krista, Mindy, Noelle, Shelby, Trina, Reba, Cassandra, Nikki, Kelsey, Shauna, Jolene, Erlene, Claudine, Savannah, Casey, Dolly, Kendra, Kylie, Chloe, Devin, Emily, Luke, Becky.
Nope.
Wait, was it any one of those names with a Lynn after it?
Yes.
I got you. Okay. Brandy Lynn, Heather Lynn,
Jamie Lynn.
Yes. Yeah, just play Mark that Wahlberg, scene from the movie.
By the way, Mark Wahlberg, well executed.
Beautiful.
Nicely
That's
done.
Amazing.
What? Why are you huffing and puffing in the other room there?
Oh, no, I'm not huffing and puffing. What Michaela said about just her reaction to him not knowing. It's like, what if she lost her husband? What if this guy, what if Brett is the love of her life? And because he didn't remember your name.
Listen,
because
it my soulmate would know
in,
my name.
Yeah, but what if the last
conversation?
What if the last three guys didn't remember her name and she's had enough?
Well, that's...
Yeah, also, my soulmate is going to know my name on the fifth date.
We're not discussing names for it during dates. What are we talking about?
What?
But why would he meet? It's not like he's constantly saying her name, though.
That's what I'm saying. It doesn't just get brought up in conversations while we're having a date. We're not just talking about our names. Conversations don't revolve around our names. We're talking about different things.
Yeah, it's my
that's
name.
Not coming up.
Yeah, it's my name, babe. It's you got to know it by the fifth date. If you don't, I'm not dating you.
By the way, but why couldn't he have? Okay, here's another. Okay, Michaela. Okay.
Yeah.
I just thought. Okay. Okay, Mary. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Why couldn't he have just kicked the can down the road a little further? Why couldn't he just keep it? Why did he just keep the scam rolling? Right? Like, eventually you'll figure it out.
I would have advised that before you just came clean and were like, I don't know your name.
Yeah, he panicked.
Like, if we've been, look, I'm not saying we've been fully intimate, but if we've had any kind of intimacy and you don't know my name, my guy.
Oh, we've all been there.
We haven't.
Yeah. Yeah. Come on.
Not
what
on the
fucking
maybe not
your
all.
20s drunk at the bar, but you've been on 5 dates.
Maybe not all, but we've, where you go, oh boy. What happened last night? Oh boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
This is not that, but we're in the same ballpark. We're in the same ballpark. But yeah, you're right. Yeah. Why couldn't he have just kicked? You're right, he said, answering his own question. Why couldn't he have just kicked the can down the road, get a co-conspirator, go to Starbucks, whatever.
Yeah. Send the Zelle.
We had
the Zelle would have did it.
Because
you send the Zelle when you put the phone number, it asks you the name.
That's a good idea.
Hey, are you sure you want to send it to chat to Michaela? And it has to bring up a name.
The only thing, though, is sometimes it's registered under somebody else's name. And then what if he was like, hey, Carl, it's really great to see you for the
date.
She's like, that's my dad's name.
Mary, isn't that a choice, too, where you go, well, I'm going to, like, borrow money, but then I'll pay you back. You know what I mean? Doesn't that also send a message that you might not want to send?
Yeah, that's not a good route to go, I don't think.
You don't have to send it, though. Hold on. You don't have to send it fully.
I would run more from the whole money situation than not knowing my name.
Okay, wait, explain.
When you send it, you can just send it to like have the prompt
to the phone
show
number.
Up. So they'll say, hey, do you want to send it to Chet? And then you can hit
to
cancel.
To the phone number.
Just so that you know the phone
number. You've got her number.
Yeah, that's what he's saying. But my rebuttal to
that was,
he's so right. Like, it could be like, do you want to send to Carla da-da-da? But sometimes the Zelle is registered under somebody else's name.
Okay.
So you're running a risk.
You're not just going to be sitting there like, let me Zelle you $10 just to see if it works. Like, that's weird to me.
But Mary, you don't have to send it. You don't have to send it.
Nobody's the wiser. Yeah, like, I could do it right now because you're on caller ID.
Mm-hmm.
So I could literally, through Zelle or Venmo or whatever, look you up by your... Okay, it's creepy now.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, it's the more you know. Before we go, you know what the opposite of paranoia is called?
Calm.
Pronoia.
Oh.
It's the belief that everybody is involved in a secret conspiracy to help you.
You know what? I feel I do live a little bit of pronoia.
That you really believe that we're all just conspiring to make sure your life is better?
Yeah, kind of.
It also sounds like another word, narcissism.
No, it's optimistic.
You're not that.
Like, I don't think your day-to-day is to make my life better.
Yes, we're all.
Yeah, I like it.
We're all conspiring to make sure your life.
Thank you, everyone.
thank you, everyone.
You didn't have to.
You know what? That's it. I'm done.
This is stupid.
That might be my favorite thing you've said ever. Thank you, everyone. It's so sweet and it's so psycho all at the same time. At the same time.
Cute but psycho.
It's serial killer-esque.
Oh my God.
Here's the thing.
Not you crying.
I know you're completely not that. And... Thanks, everybody. God, I just appreciate your effort.
Yeah, heart hands.
Oh, man, that's good. All right, yeah, we should probably go. What are you doing? Okay, hey, we'll see you at the Aces game tonight. Aces in Atlanta. Tonight, Michelob Ultra Arena. Oof, man, we're good. Come on, ladies. Second half of the season's halfway over. Let's go back from the All-Star break. Make it happen. What do you, Adrian, what do you got working?
We're just living our best life. And if you honestly don't believe me, I have proof. Just check the social media, Instagram, TikTok, at Heavyweight Radio. Bunch of new episodes of Unlikely with Adrian Hernandez that are available right now as we speak. Just search Unlikely with Adrian Hernandez on YouTube, anywhere you get your podcast, including that free Odyssey app.
And Michaela Gordon.
It appears I don't have to do anything. The whole world is conspiring to make my life better.
No,
so thank you.
We're here to do it for you.
I'm chilling.
It's fine. Hey, follow us on social at 985KLUC. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN.
I'm Michaela Gordon, MIKALAH.
All right. Well, that was a lot more fun than I thought it was going to be. Today, just in general.
Yeah,
from start to finish. So we should probably do it again tomorrow.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, join us, would you? We could use the help, according to the latest ratings. I don't know what I believe, but yeah, tell a friend, would you? And while you're doing that, be a friend to somebody who wouldn't ordinarily have a friend, because you never know whose life you're going to change. Make sure you tell somebody you love them that you haven't told in a while, because that always makes a big difference.
Yeah, it does.
And know this. Great things are just about to happen, whether it's Mercury in retrograde or not.
Yeah.
And know this. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Love you guys.
Bye, AC.
The Chet Buchanan Show.